This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. VI25 AREG is now active, with over 600 contacts logged so far. This is a celebration of AREG's 25th anniversary, and our special event call sign will be active on the bands from the 1st of July through to the 31st of August. You can expect to find us all around the amateur radio spectrum on HF, 6 meters, satellites, repeaters, digital voice, and much more. We'll have QSL cards available for contact with the special event call sign, and even some certificates for those who make contact with us on a range of different modes. If you're listening to this broadcast on Sunday morning, then you'll be able to find VI25 AREG on the 6 meter band on 53.1 MHz AM around 10:30 in the morning. We'll also be running nets on the central VK5 link repeater network at 10 AM on Saturday mornings, starting on the 8th of July. The best place to find out where to hear VI25 AREG is the AREG website, where we have a blog post updated with the most recent planned activations. Are you a DXer and waiting for that rare QSL card to arrive via the QSL Bureau? Have you ever worked the Japanese station on FT8? If so, there might be some cards waiting for you with the QSL Bureau. The most recent round of inbound card sorting has just been completed, with WIA members and affiliated clubs' cards on their way in the post. If you're not a member, your cards will be available for collection at the AREG table at the AHARS buy and sell next weekend. Coming up on the Friday the 14th of July will be the return of the AREG monthly car-based fox hunts, where there'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide area to find. We start these at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 PM with liaison on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater during the hunt. The frequencies of the foxes are 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz, with more details on the AREG website. For those AREG members that took part in our recent VK3YNG Sniffer group buy, this is a great opportunity to get them out of their packaging and give them a go. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday the 21st of July at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be AREG's AGM, which will include the election of a new committee. The AGM presentation will be from Paul Simmons, VK5PAS, on the Troubridge Island de-expedition. Paul was unable to present at the May meeting and has offered to present at the July AGM instead, so thanks very much to Paul. Paul will talk about how the expedition was planned, what antennas and equipment they used on the island, and discuss the results of the expedition and the lessons learned. Doors open at 7:15 PM and the presentation kicks off at 7:45. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom, and we'll also try and get this live streamed on YouTube as well. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. And first of all, I'd like to say thanks to Brian, VK5VI, for running the broadcast whilst I was gallivanting around VK8. Yes, I took a trip on the GAN up to Darwin, and lots to eat and drink, and it was very enjoyable. I'm glad to say no camels were harmed in the trip. And I also travelled around Kakadu, and there were lots of rocks and crocs to be seen. And I spent 5 days up in Darwin, which is a very fine place to visit, lots to see and do. Now, the meeting next Friday night, the 14th of July, which is Bastille Day, will also be the Northeast Radio Club AGM. So all members, partners and friends are welcome to come along, and there will be the usual AGM business conducted, and the usual meal of pizza and chicken and chips will be on, and the cover charge remains at $5 per head. So you're requested to bring along a salad or a dessert to share. Usual tea, coffee and soft drinks are available, but if you so desire, you can bring your own favourite beverage. And there will be guest speakers on the night, Det and Hemi Vokes have travelled by four-wheel drive all across Australia, and they will give us an illustrated talk about their A-van adventures. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at 6:30 p.m. for a start at 7 p.m. for the meal. That's next Friday for the Northeast Radio Club AGM, which only comes around once a year. And the Northeast Radio Club meeting on Friday the 28th of July will be a lecture by Lynette Wilkinson from the SES Tea Tree Gully Branch Unit. So come along and find out about the vital work that's done by the SES. Well, stay warm and stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5, KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. One of our newer and younger members, Nick S, is still waiting patiently for his new call sign to appear on the ACMA database. I can remember when I first passed the required exams and the frustration experienced while waiting, not so patiently, for my call sign to pop up on the database. Nothing much seems to have changed, and the wait time seemed to be pretty much the same. Tim, VK5AV, is setting one possible amateur up with all he needs to sit the exams at the present time, and he has two or three more on the sidelines who have expressed an interest in obtaining a licence and or joining the club, who have yet to formally commit to the task. We hope that all four of these fellas get their respective licences and join our group, as, like most other clubs, we are always looking for new members, especially those in the lower age bracket, as they will be the future of our groups. Talking of obtaining a call sign, which member of your club has held a licence for the longest time? As far as I can tell, the member who has held a licence for the longest time in our club would be John, VK5 Delta Juliet, who has held a licence since late 1957. By my calculations, that equates to 66 years as an amateur. Well done, John. Changing topics now. If you are visiting our wonderful part of the state and happen to be at a loose end on a Thursday morning, why not come along to one of our coffee and natter mornings? Held in our excellent club rooms in the old Reedy Park Primary School building in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, between 10 a.m. and 11:30-ish, you will be most welcome. Likewise for our meetings. The first Friday of each month is what we call our activity night, where guest speakers line up to give presentations on items of interest. The third Friday of each month is our business meeting, where we conduct whatever matters arise in relation to the smooth running of the club. Both of these meetings start at 7:30 p.m. sharp. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.